Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
On October 20th, AWS suffered a major outage centered in its US East 1 region, disrupting apps and sites worldwide for most of the day. Monitoring first saw packet loss around Aspen, Virginia just before 7 a.m. UTC, aligning with AWS reports of rising errors and latency across services like EC2, DynamoDB, and Lambda. AWS traced the trigger to DNS resolution failures for DynamoDB endpoints, effectively breaking the address book services use to find each other, causing cascading issues across dependent systems. Engineers manually corrected the bad DNS state, stabilized DynamoDB and networking, then processed backlogs and throttled some operations to ensure a controlled recovery. Full service normalization was declared later that day, roughly 15 to 16 hours after the first symptoms, highlighting how concentrated reliance on US East 1 can amplify global impact. AI researcher Maxwell Nye lays out a bold four-step roadmap toward digital immortality. Step 1. Solve continual learning. Teaching AI to learn from real-world experience like humans. Step 2 is build AI-powered glasses, always on assistants that see and hear what you do. Step 3 is connect those glasses to the brain, like creating a seamless loop between thought and machine, possibly through non-invasive brain-computer interfaces. Step 4, upload the human mind to silicon, using neural and sensory data to simulate consciousness itself. It's speculative, yes, but as Nye says, plans are worthless, planning is everything. If continual learning and brain-linked hardware align, we might just take the first real step toward digital immortality. Let's talk about why junior developers still matter in the age of AI. Some companies think they can replace entry-level devs with AI for the grunt work, but here is the truth. Every senior developer once started as a junior. Without them, who will become the next generation of tech leaders? Juniors bring fresh perspectives, ask critical questions, and challenge routines that seniors might overlook. They keep teams creative and balanced, not just full of admirers with no sailors. Yes, training juniors takes time, but it's how knowledge spreads and teams stay strong. AI can assist, but it cannot replace the curiosity, growth, and human touch that keep innovation alive. So, if we want soulful, meaningful software tomorrow, we need junior developers today. A message from one of the greats, Werner Vogels, Amazon CTO, reminds us that development gets better with age. After 25 years at Amazon, he has seen every kind of tech hype come and go, from NLP and image recognition to today's generative AI race. But experience, he says, is the real superpower. Older developers have battle scars, intuitions for red flags, and the creativity to build what truly matters, not just chase the next leaderboard model. While everyone's rushing to adapt AI out of FOMO, the wise developer presses pause, listens to customers, and builds what actually solves problems. Because tech will always evolve, but good engineering grounded in experience never gets old. Stay curious, stay humble, and as Werner says, now go build. I dive into how to design Spotify from a system design perspective, thanks to Neo Kim and guest author Haig Simonian. Imagine serving 500k users and 30 million songs. That's nearly 90 terabytes of audio data. The key challenge: fast playback, minimal buffering, and scalable storage. The architecture starts with the mobile app, talking to a stateless API layer behind a load balancer, audio files live in bulk storage, streamed securely through signed URLs and CDNs for low latency, metadata and user data go into PostgreSQL indexed for quick search and strong consistency. As the platform grows to millions of users, it scales with replicated databases, sharding, and horizontal API servers, all while maintaining reliability through circuit breakers, health checks, and CDN caching. The takeaway: start simple, design for growth. That's how you would build the next Spotify, one scalable song at a time.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubiri Tech Weekly. See you next week.